Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be cloudy with occasional snow showers, looks like, and we'll have a high only in the low 30s. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature reading 17 degrees, 15 in Burlington, Milwaukee still 17, also 17 in Racine. Two teenagers are in custody, reference the string of thefts and vandalism across the village of Caledonia. Police indicate the 14 and 15-year-olds admitted being involved. Several firearms recovered, though one is still unaccounted for. Also, two shotguns unrelated to the recent incidents, they were recovered as well. Police began to get reports about vandalism and thefts from vehicles on October the 29th. In addition to taking the items out of vehicles, most of them unlocked, owners reported there were punctured tires, words and symbols scratched in the exterior paint, seats were slashed, and there were markers used to write on the vehicle's interiors. The incidents escalated last weekend with almost a dozen between Friday night and Saturday morning. Racine Fire Department says one student's quick thinking helped to keep a small fire from becoming a bigger problem. The student at Horlick High School discovering a small fire in a garbage can in the theater at about 9:30 Thursday morning. Student quickly notified his teacher and activated the fire alarm. Teacher was able to put out the flames with an extinguisher, and although it's believed the fire was intentionally set, it was contained just to that metal can. There was no damage to the building. Fire officials call it a great example of if you see something, say something. Fire last night in Racine did about $2,000 damage to a detached garage at 2505 Washington Avenue. City fire crews getting there about 8:15 or so had the flames out in a fairly short amount of time. How that fire began is still undetermined at this point. In Mount Pleasant, South Shore fire crews kept busy for a time last night. A fire call to a home in the 6200 block of Bald Eagle Drive. It's a house at that location, but details on what happened are not yet available. Five Racine County Board resolutions related to the Emergency Management Office, its operational funding and training money through grants, all approved this week by the Racine County Board.
These are special funds that Director Mack became aware of that can be used. They're way back from 2015 funds, but as the Office of Emergency Management finds these, they make them available for application.
Supervisor Bob Miller, who's also on the Racine County Local Emergency Planning Committee, noted the training money was still there from that 2 years ago. $134,000 in fiscal year 2018 grant application money going toward the operational part of the Emergency Management Office. The other money, close to $22,000, for use with tabletop exercises, things like winter storms, hazardous materials, and flooding scenarios. U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Wisconsin has a plea agreement in place with three people in reference to the theft of over $545,000 in merchandise from the Andis Company in Sturtevant's Renaissance Business Park. Betty Kidd and her son Franklin Allen, along with Kidd's niece Tracy Edmondson, all charged with felony interstate transportation of stolen property. They reportedly took hair clippers and other related equipment and sold them to barbershops in four states under an employee discount. The alleged activity occurring between September 2012 and this past January. Potential maximum penalty for each defendant, 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. In Racine County Circuit Court, 37-year-old Milwaukee Public School substitute teacher Samantha Nelson facing prostitution charges. She allegedly used the website Backpage to advertise her services and was given $200 for sex, given $200 for sex by an undercover detective before being arrested. Nelson's husband, according to the charging document, found by police behind the wheel of the van that took Nelson to that meeting, also that their children were in the vehicle. MPS has not commented other than to confirm that Nelson was not a full-time teacher in the district. And Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says he believes that the county would be a really good partner for this plan by Kenosha native and L.A. Chargers running back Melvin Gordon and his family to develop a foundation to create transitional housing for the homeless using converted shipping containers. Cruiser meeting with members of the Gordon family and others interested in helping the homelessness situation earlier this week. Cruiser saying he's very impressed with the project itself.
There's a lot of things that still have to come together. There's a number of moving parts, but I think the Gordon family is well organized, sincere, and motivated. This was an introductory meeting, and We discussed the full scope and some turns it can take.
Said there's a shortage of transitional housing, but also a lack of case management ability. Gordon has set a goal of $1 million for this particular project. Jockey International announcing Mark Fedick is going to become the company's president and chief operating officer as of January 1st, succeeding current president and COO Robert Nolan, who is retiring. Fedick currently is the Kenosha-based company's president of the Jockey North American wholesale business and is chief merchandising officer. He began with the company back in 2008. The Urban League of Racine and Kenosha back in business after having closed both of its locations for a time due to some operational issues, and also announced an interim chief executive officer. Howard Flowers, working for an insurance company, recently moved to Kenosha from Milwaukee. He'll start the job December 1st, replacing Yolanda Santos Adams, who retired at the end of September. First candidate for the 66th Assembly District seat being vacated soon by new Racine Mayor Corey Mason. Worked as an aide in Mason's Madison office. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
On her Facebook page, Greta Neubauer says she is running for state assembly as a Democrat because, quote, "We need the next generation of leaders to stand up to the powerful special interests that buy our politicians and corrupt our democracy." Mason's resignation from the assembly will be effective January 15th, and Governor Walker set the special election to fill his seat for the 16th. A primary election, if needed, will take place on December 19th. Neubauer is the daughter of former State Representative Jeff Neubauer. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Governor Scott Walker going to participate in a Veterans Day ceremony at the Wisconsin Veterans Home at Union Grove this morning. That'll be at 10 o'clock. At the same time, during the Veterans Day ceremony at the Milwaukee VA Medical Center, retired Air Force Chief Master Sergeant Amy Callahan will be the guest speaker. Even on a late Friday afternoon, the work goes on in preparation for the Foxconn project in the village of Mount Pleasant. 5 p.m., there is a zoning public hearing on amendments to the 2035 Village Comprehensive Land Use Plan and the 2035 Multi-Jurisdictional Comprehensive Plan for Racine County. It is specifically about 127 parcels of land and changing the designation to business park. Also at the hearing, the rezoning petition related to creation of the Tax Incremental District Number 5. This involves 206 parcels of land and the business park designation. Then the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission has a 6 p.m. meeting, that to consider the public hearing issues and to take a formal vote. The one-time bank building at 5th Street and Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Racine soon going to include space in the northwest corner for Active Body Fitness. At this week's Racine Plan Commission meeting, co-owner Brendan Bardo runs the business side and feels it's a good location, which they kind of found by luck. The other co-owner, Brandon Kutka, he talked about he and the other trainers helping their clients at their homes, but now they need space for their clients to go to.
Here we can then offer in-home along with in-facility training. And I just think it's a great opportunity for not just us to grow as a company, but also to help, again, support wellness and health and wellness of downtown Racine and, contribute to the overall local business of the downtown area.
Althea Kovelsik praising the business for helping her to rebound from a hip problem about 3 years back.
Not only provide their training expertise, but have guided, if we have any questions on nutrition and things like that. It's been an amazing experience, and I think it will really do well for the city and the downtown area to allow them this permit.
The Plan Commission offering no discussion, unanimously recommending approval of the conditional use permit for that business. The contract for a rather large water main project on Caddy Lane in the Caddy Vista subdivision, unanimously approved this week by the Caledonia Village Board.
There's also potential improvements that are requested for looking at developing on abutting properties, so we size the water main appropriately for that as well.
Tony Bunkelman, the utility director, telling board members that out of 7 bids received, the Wanasek Corporation's proposal of almost $867,000 was the lowest responsible, but that's about $200,000 below the engineering estimate for that project. And the Human Rights Campaign Foundation is the educational arm of the nation's largest LGBTQ civil rights organization. It has announced a record number of major U.S. companies and law firms, including 17 in Wisconsin, earning the Corporate Equality Index's top score of 100. And one of those companies is Racine's S.C. Johnson. 517 received the distinction last year, an 18% increase. The average score for Wisconsin-based companies and law firms was 92%. Of those 17 state companies that were ranked, a dozen earned 100 points, SCJ included. 13 earned 90 points and above, 15 getting 80 points or better. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.